This chazar is zeichen neshal bachich et chasagim v'vam Yehuda mesechtes yuma daf yud zayin. The last daf and then some we've been discussing a stira between a Mishnah in Tamid and a Mishnah in Midas, where the Mishnah in Tamid says that the Lishkas HaTloyim was in the northwest corner of the Beis Hamoikid, and the Mishnah in Midas says that the Lishkas HaTloyim was in the southwest corner of the Beis Hamoikid. And the Gemara has given a teretz. Rav Huna gave a teretz that the Mishnah in Midas, the Stam Mishnah in Midas, follows the sheet of Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now Rav Adar, the summer of Yitzchak, answers the contradiction between Mishnayos by saying that the chamber, this Lishkas Beis HaTloyim, was not actually in either corner, but was somewhere in between, a little bit more to the south, as we'll explain soon. Therefore, so when approaching it from the north, which is what the Mishnah in Midas is discussing, it appeared to be in the south. When approaching it from the south, it appeared to be more into the north. Rav Adar said, presumably the Lishkas HaTloyim was in the southern part of the west side, because we asked the contradiction regarding the location of the chamber where the Lechem HaPanim was made, one of the other three chambers in the Beis HaMikid, which the Mishnah in Midas said was in the southeast corner, and although the Mishnah in Tamid does not give an exact location for it, since it says that the Tloyim chamber was in the northwest and lists the other chambers, presumably it was listed in the order that one would reach them by walking and turning to his right, so it turns out that the Lechem HaPanim chamber would have been in the northeast, which is different than the other Mishnah said it's in the southeast. So Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said that the Mishnah in Talmud refers to the Tloim chamber as being in the north because one sees it as such when he approaches it from the south, and is discussing one who walked to his left, and therefore there's no contradiction. Now, so again, Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said that the Mishnah in Talmud refers to the Tloim chamber as being in the north because one sees it as such when he approaches it from the south, and discussing one who walked to his left, and therefore there's no contradiction as to where the Lishkas Lechem HaPanim was. Now, this answer can make sense if the Tloim chamber was really in the south. Therefore, by walking to the left, you're going to reach the Lechem HaPanim chamber in the southeast corner, as the Mishnah Midah says. However, if the chamber was truly in the north, then even when walking to the left, there'll be a contradiction because one would not reach the Lechem HaPanim chamber until he reaches the southwest corner. So you see that that's a good teretz. I fact, Gemara, we learned that every turn that you make in the Mikdash always has to be to the right. So how can we give an order of walking when you walk to the left? Gemara says that's when you're doing the Avoida. Here we're simply making calculations we can make by as if someone's walking to the left. The Mishnah said, Shekayin Gadol makriv chelek b'roish v'naitl chelek b'roish. Bryce says the Kohen Gadol has first choice at offering a carbon because he can simply say that he wants to do the Avodah for a particular oil or a mincha, and he's awarded that Avodah. A Kohen Gadol has first choice to eat a carbon because he can say he wants to eat a particular chatos or ashram, and it's given to him. He also gets one of the two chalas of the shtei alechem that are brought on Shavuos, and he gets four or five of the lechem aponim that's brought every week. Rebbe says he always gets five because the pasuk teaches that the Kohen Gadol gets half. Okay, that's always like the Bryce. Now, check the Bryce first says that he gets two chalas, exactly half. So he gets one of the two chalas, meaning of the shtei alechem, which is exactly half, which presumably follows Rebbe, because who says that he gets half? Now, it then goes on, he says he gets four or five of the lechem upon which follows the Rabbanon, who say he gets slightly less than half. The Braita then ends off with the view of Rebbe again by quoting that he says the Kohen Gadol gets five of the Lechem HaPanim. Not going to be that the Reisha and Seifa follow Rebbe, but the middle follow the Rabbanon. So Abaye said, yeah, the Reisha and the middle follow the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon agree that we never give the Kohen Gadol a broken piece, which is why we must give him one of the two breads, not less than one. The reason the Rabbanon say he gets four or five of the Lechem HaPanim is because it's dependent on the Machlokes regarding the method of splitting the Lechem HaPanim. According to the Rabbanon, the incoming and outgoing Mishmar of Kohanim split the Lechem HaPanim evenly, six per group. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol gets less than half, which is five. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the incoming group gets seven. They take two off the top for closing the doors on Shabbos that had been opened by the outgoing group, and the outgoing gets five. Therefore, they're only splitting 10. The Kohen Gadol gets slightly less than half of that, which is four. Rava gives a different teretz. Rava says the entire Braisa follows Rebbe. The reason why he says in the middle part that the Kohen Gadol gets four or five of Lechem HaPanim is because he holds Rebbe Yehuda that, which is half is five. Yabazai, why would he say that he sometimes gets four? Or it says, because on Yom Tov, when there's an additional group of Kehanim, they would get two chalas off the top, leaving only eight to be split, resulting in the Kohen Gadol getting exactly half or four. If so, why does the Braisa end up saying that Rebbe says he always gets five? And a chanami, that remains a kasha.